Okay, we're back now live with
Foster
High School football coach Tim O'Connor. That's Tim Kearns and Dan O'Connor. Put them together. You get Tim O'Connor, which is also a coach somewhere. Coach, how are you?
Doing well, gentlemen. How are you all?
Couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. Life is good. All right, let's get to it. Dan, I want to start right away with the offense, and Tim and I switch back and forth here. One asks the question, and we go back and forth. I got to start with the offense. This is the biggest offensive output you've had in a while. How come? What changed? What happened that was good?
Well, it started up front. You know, I thought our offensive line played a fantastic game. They got pushed pretty much all night long. And the kids executed. You know, Nick Carey went 5 for 5 last night, or on Friday. Was very efficient in the things that he did, picked the open receivers when they were there. And just overall, I thought our backs ran hard. It also helps when you score on defense and on special teams, which we did. So anytime you get a contribution there to put points on the board, it makes the offense look a little bit better.
Tim?
Dan, did you tweak the offensive game plan any that gave Chelsea some different looks other than what they would have seen on the film?
No, not really. You know, it's all base stuff that we've been trying to run here for the last couple of years. I thought execution was the biggest part. We executed really well, again, up front. And when we got to the outside, our receivers were making blocks. It's just our biggest thing, no matter what, is always how well we play. We focus on ourselves and doing what we want to do. And Friday night, the kids came out and did that.
Tell me about your line, if you would, Dan. They never get enough credit. We never hear enough about linemen.
Yeah, I mean, we got some kids, that all five kids that started for us have started games the last couple of years. You know, Michael and Jaden Toppin are 3-year starters for us on the offensive line. Evan Mione is a sophomore this year, started a bunch of games last year as a freshman. Christian Howell, he's a big kid. He came in here last year as a transfer student, been playing offensive tackle last year. He's been a monster up front. And Brian Swain, our senior captain, on the other tackle, he's just one of the smartest football players we have on the team. One of our hardworking kids that we have. So those guys, they're playing together a lot. They're hanging out together outside of football. They spent a lot of time together during the summer. And that builds continuity and that builds a trust and an understanding. Mm-hmm. So they've been great. And, you know, we've got some guys in reserve that are playing hard as well when they get their chances. And we're looking forward to that continuing.
Dan, has there been a revival of the off-season conditioning program that Mike used to lead? Has there been any, again, resurrection of that? Because you know personally the benefits that provided for the team over a very long period.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Mike was able to come back with us this summer and work with the kids. And not only physically, but the mental anguish that he puts you through in a good way. And you learn to fight through things. You learn to fight together as a team. You build a lot of camaraderie. And there's something to his program that has benefited so many athletes and so many teams along the way. And we're starting to see that a little bit here this year with these kids.
Dan, you've been on the other end of some of these running time situations. What did it feel like for you personally this time where you built up a lead where you got running time, and you were also able to get some of your younger kids in?
Yeah, we got them all in. You know, it's a testament to our older kids. You know, they were out at halftime. We started the half, and we kept the offensive line in together to give some younger kids some runs behind an experienced offensive line, but also for a little bit of conditioning on our linemen's part. Anytime you can empty the bench, it's a great, great feeling. And for the first home game, we had a fantastic crowd down here. There was some excitement. And to get every kid who dressed into the game, we got a freshman in the end zone, which is something you always want to do. It's a great, great experience for them in their first home high school football game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to go back to Mike and talking about the mental aspect, which is like you said, it's such a critical part. The physical is one thing, but when you really got to dig down deep, it's the mental part that has to sustain you. I remember, you know, throughout the time that you were in the high school, you were playing, and Jimmy Eunice and those guys, and they were doing those workouts with Mike, and all they would talk about how he drove them and made them not stop, not give in, not quit. And that's the mental part. And you could always see that in the game that you guys played, because in the fourth quarter, when the game was on the line, Gloucester had it both physically and mentally over the opposition in 99% of the games.
Mike's got a great way with words. And, you know, he minces none of them when he talks about the things that we're doing. You know, he doesn't allow you to take shortcuts. And you learn that as you're going through things, that there's things are going to be difficult, and you got to rely on trust in your own ability and trust in the abilities of everybody else. And that's something that Gloucester football has always prided itself on, Tim. As you mentioned, fourth quarter teams, beating teams when they wear down, wearing other teams out. And there's a mentality to that. It's not just physical, and like you mentioned, and the trust in yourself. And our kids starting to trust in themselves a little bit and realize that they can do these things and they can fight through adversity. And that's a lesson that not only do you learn during the football game, but outside of football as well. It's going to carry you through.
You know, Coach, one of the things I saw as a thread this weekend, especially in teams that ended up on the short end of the score, was mistakes. And they were mistakes that generally you see in the first week. You get those ironed out. You don't see them so much as the season goes on. But tell me about how efficient your team was in this second game, because you know, the first week you got the offsides, you got the guys being in the wrong places and things like that. How'd you guys make out?
Yeah, we were better. You know, we were better in that aspect of the game, winning the mental battle, and that's really what it is. A lot of these times is as physical fatigue sets in, if you allow your mentals to slip, you know, that's when mistakes happen. That's where, you know, the offsides, penalties, the different things, the lapse in coverage, the missed opportunities. We were better, you know, we're still not great. We're still all working there. Remember, these are high school kids, but we were good. We haven't turned the ball over, knock on wood. So
oh, okay.
Keep that going.
You know, Dan Bauer used to, when I interviewed him, would always say what he looked for was improvement game after game after game after game. So you've seen improvement, obviously, from week one to week two. What level of improvement do you expect to see this coming week?
Just continue with the execution, you know, continue with our communication, and continue to play good football. And, you know, we're playing a really good Western team. They got some athletes on the field. And, you know, we feel like if we're able to execute and do the things that we want to do, and the biggest thing is communicate and getting all 11 guys to be on the same page, then that's what we're looking for each and every week.
Tim and I were talking about the game we saw this past weekend, and for 2 weeks in a row now we've seen two teams primarily in the spread offense. And boy, has the game slowed down. Have you found that yet? Because you guys, you do multiple, but you're still pretty much a ground team.
Yeah, we still want to run the ball. You know, the formations be what they are, but we still want to run the ball. We feel like that's the best key for our team's success. Mm-hmm. We've got a good offensive line, but, you know, a different team, if you, incomplete passes slow the game down. And, you know, we want to try to keep the game going. We feel like we're conditioned enough to be there and to do that.
Mm-hmm. You waiting on me, Rick?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's your turn.
Oh. Yeah, what year is this for you? What number?
This is my fourth season.
Fourth season. Jeez. Somebody's getting old here, and it's not me.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I know. We're already there. We're not getting old. We already are old, so.
I know. It's crazy to think, you know, when I took this job, you know, that this group of seniors, they were the freshmen when I started.
Dan, I got final thought, and then I'll let Tim take it over. But around the conference, you know, your first three games, everybody's pretty much playing out of league, except I'm looking at Salem, and that can't be right, that Salem is 2-0 in the league. I don't think that's correct.
No, not in the league. Salem's 2-0.
Right.
They played the same Chelsea team we played.
Okay.
We played them week one.
Yep.
Last week they hosted Martha's Vineyard, had a really good convincing win.
Right.
And then this week they play another out of conference game.
All right. And so far, I know you got to keep an eye on the other schools because you're going to be, you know, playing against some of them. But, to me, is there a surprise? You know, Marblehead is expected to be good and everything else, but it looks to me like Peabody has jumped off to a really great start.
Yeah, no surprise there. Shea Lynch is their returning quarterback, is a fantastic athlete. Mark mm-hmm. Betancourt's got a great program going over there. I wouldn't say there's any surprises. I think we're all looking to execute early on and to play well off the get-go, and a lot of teams in the conference have done that.
Mm-hmm. Coach, some final thoughts for Coach O'Connor?
Let's see. No, I think we've covered it all, Rick. I know I want to wish Dan the best of luck. I've known Dan a long time. Dan, how's the family?
Everyone's doing well. I got my oldest is in the middle school this year. I got my middle son is in second grade at West Parish, and we got a little 2-year-old running around giving everybody a run for his money.
Hey, I think one more thing I could ask you, Dan, is tell me about your assistants this year. Who's on the staff?
Yeah, we return a lot of assistants. Paul Hickey coaches our running backs, our linebackers. He's a veteran coach, been a head coach up in New Hampshire. He's been on our staff here in Gloucester for the last 5-6 years. Brian Anderson returns after taking a couple years off due to work conflict. He's a great defensive mind. He runs our defense. Drew Shares is running our offense this year with John Fosbury had to step away with family commitment.
Mm-hmm.
So Drew steps in and has been running the offense for us. And we supplement that. We have Craig Bren and Max Quirk, who are running the JV program right now. I'm down here at the game as they're playing. And Kyle Lucido's jumped on board and is helping out when he can.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic athlete with his time here in Gloucester. And lucky to have him.
Yeah, familiar names. All right, Gloucester at Weston. That's a 7 o'clock start on Friday?
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right, and where is Weston?
To my knowledge, it's the first exit when you hit the Mass Pike heading west.
Oh, okay. All right, just went by there. My daughter just moved to Bridgewater. So I'm
take Route 22 if you've ever driven that far down 128.
Okay, very good. Coach, go to your room, Tim, for heaven's sakes. Jeepers.
So only if you're on the Harley, though, right, Tim?
No, I'm anymore, Dan.
He had to put that to bed, Dan. That's
not a boy.
That's the better of me.
Hey, Dan, thanks so much. We really appreciate you taking the time. Congratulations on the good win, and best of luck this week.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Dan. Take care.
Dan. All right.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.